This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
But first, our top story at 3, we're learning this afternoon about a hurricane-related shutdown in the southeast that's leaving some Chicago area hospitals short of some critical medical equipment. The closure at a pharmaceutical facility is causing a shortage of intravenous fluids needed for patient care. Here's WBBM's Bernie Tavoya with our top story.
Baxter International's North Carolina IV plant was severely impacted by Hurricane Helene, and that has had a ripple effect nationwide. Northwestern Medicine spokesman Chris King says Northwestern has implemented conservation efforts and, where needed, is using alternative treatments. Spokesman Dan Regan says Sinai Chicago is also watching its reduced supply.
We've implemented twice daily huddles to talk about supply, to talk about the number of patients that we have on IV, and also to get updates from the situation with the suppliers like Baxter and others.
Chicago-based Baxter tells News Radio it hopes to restore IV shipments between 90 and 100% by the end of the year. Bernie Tavoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The former CEO of Chicago's Laredo Hospital has been indicted as part of what prosecutors say was a large conspiracy to defraud the hospital of millions of dollars. George Miller is charged with conspiracy to commit bribery after prosecutors say he accepted nearly $770,000 in return for sending contracts worth millions to companies run by his friend and business partner, Samir Suhail. Suhail, along with two of Loretto's former top execs, have been charged separately with defrauding the hospital out of $15 million. The pool at the YWCA Evanston North Shore temporarily closed due to a possible health concern. CBS News Chicago reporter Asal Razai says programs at the facility have been canceled since yesterday.
The employees arrived here to take some packages inside the building. They told us the building is actually closed today despite what it says when you call their number. And they also have signs posted on the windows and doors that say all aquatics programming is canceled.
While the YWCA has not confirmed, an email sent to CBS News Chicago includes reports that a facility's hot water system was contaminated with Legionella bacteria. Evanston health officials have also reportedly identified two people associated with the Y who've recently been diagnosed with Legionnaires. The union representing correctional officers at Cook County Jail demanding an investigation after an inmate attacked and severely beat a guard. This story is new at 3. WBBM's Jim Goodis just talked to union leaders. He's here at the anchor desk with that story. Jim.
Lisa, a security video released by Teamsters Local 700 shows the attack on the correctional officer as he was conducting a security check in an inmate dorm at the jail last Sunday night. Union Vice President Anthony McGee says the recently hired guard was alone without any backup, allowing the detainee to attack him.
He was then assaulted by being struck in the face, which caused his head to rapidly hit against the steel bunk beds, which caused him to fall to the ground and then get repeatedly kicked and stomped in the head.
McGee also claims after the attack, the guard was denied immediate medical attention. The union accuses supervisors of failing to follow protocols to protect the correctional officer. The union is calling for an investigation into what it calls multiple supervisory failures. WBBM has reached out to the Cook County Sheriff's Office for a response. Live at the anchor desk, Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Football players at Niles West High School lined up during a school board meeting this week, pleading with board members to reinstate their suspended coach.
A football player who lost a parent when he was younger said the team is like family. He said the dad is gone and we have no idea why. One parent said the absence of Coach Nick Teresso is like a death. Here are some other comments.
We all feel like we lost a best friend. We wouldn't fight this hard if we didn't love him.
He never gave up on me. He made sure my grades was right.
He's the most passionate educator in the building.
And he has been a parent, a school parent, a mentor, a father figure.
The suspension of the coach, who's also a special education teacher, follows allegations by a parent that her son, who had ankle surgery, was forced to overdo it at practice, causing excruciating pain.
And they Told him to stop feeling sorry for himself.
The Board of Education President Ken Durr asked for patience during the investigation. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Organizers of Monday's Columbus Day Parade downtown will feature some unexpected and possibly controversial participants.
In a historic moment for the city, Native American drummers and dancers in full dress follow the raising of the Italian flag in Daly Plaza ahead of what is widely celebrated as Columbus Day weekend. For some, it's been observed only as Indigenous Peoples Day.
The collaboration with the Italians began close to almost a year now. We've been talking with them.
Frank Blackcloud is with the Spirit Lake Dakota Tribe and is vice president of the Native American Guardians Association. He tells us that his organization was skeptical when Ron Onesti, president of the Joint Civic Committee of Italian Americans, reached out, inviting them to participate in Chicago's Columbus Day Parade.
And so once we got to know that they had pure thoughts and they aligned with the way we were thinking, we said this is a good fit for us.
The Columbus Day Parade has long been inclusive of the many cultures found within the city. Until now, American Indian groups had opted out, according to Onesti, who says this work toward the preservation and celebration of all heritage as one is a long time coming.
It's time that we all sit down, come together, understand what's important to each other, and respect each other.
In the loop, Brandon Eisen, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A man who's suing the Riverdale Police Department, accusing officers of using excessive force, is speaking out after dash cam video of the incident was released. Abraham Carmichael claims he was hit several times earlier this year during the arrest of a man he was speaking with, although he claims he did nothing wrong. Carmichael tells Channel 7 he needs several surgeries to recover from his injuries and has suffered from emotional anxiety, fear, and humiliation. Now, he says, he's calling for justice. And from the AppleChevy.com sports desk, here's 670 The Score's Chris Emma.
Lisa, good afternoon. The Bears have won 8 straight games at Soldier Field, the longest active home winning streak in the NFL. They can move that mark to 9 on Sunday, though only by technicality, as the designated home team at London's Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. The Bears have made the English countryside feel like home this week, as Rick Gregg reports.
Platteville, Bourbonnais, Lake Forest, and apparently Ware, England.
You know, the facility we have here is really a nice facility, as we talked about the other day. And it really felt to me like a training camp atmosphere, you know, where guys were in the building, you know, in there for lunch, hanging out together, a little bit different than in the evening. We had food trucks and stuff like that. So it was really like training camp.
Hanbury Manor filling in for Hallis Hall, Matt Eberflus, with the practice field out back, just as it is in Lake Forest. No indoor Peyton Center, but they haven't needed it. The countryside weather's been perfect as the Bears finish prep for the Jaguars. Covering the Bears, Rick Gregg, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Kickoff between the Bears and Jags comes at 2:30 local London or 8:30 central here back home. In college football, Northwestern is at Maryland tonight at 7. Illinois hosts Purdue tomorrow at 2:30. Notre Dame plays host to Stanford also at 2:30. Catch that broadcast on WBBM. In baseball, the Dodgers host the Padres in a winner-take-all NLDS Game 5 tonight. The Guardians host the Tigers tomorrow in Game 5 of the ALDS. The Yankees and Mets have each secured their spot in baseball's Final Four. The Blackhawks are back on the ice tonight as they take on the Jets in Winnipeg. Puck drop is set for 7 o'clock. With sports at 16:46, I'm Chris M of 670 The Score for News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Police in Chicago released video of two suspects wanted for an armed robbery at a fast food restaurant on the far south side.
They're both wearing face masks and hoodies. A video shows one of the suspects walking outside. Another shows the other suspect, who appears to look straight into the security camera shortly before pulling out a gun on the cashier and standing up on the counter. Police say the robbery at the McDonald's near 115th and Halsted happened in the middle of the day at around 12:45 on September 24th. Area 2 detectives would like to hear from anyone with information about the case. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Water safety advocate says the restoration of Illinois Beach State Park has created new drowning hazards that the state needs to look into. Dave Benjamin of the Great Lakes Surf Rescue Project says the restoration included a series of breakwaters designed to prevent erosion and create new habitat for aquatic life. But he says the breakwaters also create currents that can be deadly.
If you're going to spend $73 million to attract more people to this beach to protect the shoreline, you need to protect the public who's coming to this beach with lifeguards.
Benjamin said there were at least 8 water rescues at the beach over the summer and 2 fatal drownings. He wants to see a 4-year lifeguard program that would cost the state about $500,000. Chicago area hospitals dealing with a reduced supply of IV fluids because of hurricane damage to an IV manufacturing plant in North Carolina. Dan Regan, a spokesperson for Sinai Chicago on the west side, says like other hospitals, Sinai has been impacted by hurricane-related issues like that.
We're monitoring things very closely, and we put several immediate conservation and mitigation measures in place to make sure that we can optimize our supply.
Despite shrinking supplies, health systems in the Chicago area say patient care has not been impacted. No word on injuries after a school bus crashed into a house in Skokie today. It happened in the 4300 block of Howard, where there was an extensive damage to the exterior wall of the house. Not yet known how many people were on the bus or if there was anyone inside the home at the time. Vermont U.S. Senator and progressive activist Bernie Sanders told automakers during a rally in Belvedere today that Stellantis's delay in reopening the plant there is a part of an unfortunate pattern for that automaker, and he had a message for the company's outgoing CEO.
Stellantis made a promise that it would reopen its assembly line right here in Belvedere. And today, we are here to send a very clear message to the soon retiring Carlos Tavares. Keep your promise.
UAW President Sean Fain also spoke at the rally. He praised Vice President Kamala Harris, saying the country needs leaders who are going to stand up to corporate America and not cozy up to them. A Chicago doctor who recently ran the Berlin Marathon and helped save a life during that race is sharing some valuable advice for those getting ready for this weekend's Bank of America Chicago Marathon.
He turned blue in front of me and stopped breathing, and I couldn't feel the pulse anymore.
Dr. Elisa Pierko vividly recalls the moment a fellow runner in the Berlin Marathon went into cardiac arrest as she was checking his pulse after seeing him on the ground about 21.5 miles into the race. Pierko, who is a sports medicine specialist at Loyola Medicine, immediately started chest compressions and helped to save the man's life. She says his close call is an important reminder for all runners preparing for Sunday's Chicago Marathon.
At any point, if you're experiencing a lot of struggle, if you're having pains that actually stop you in your tracks, it's okay not to finish the race. It's okay to slow down. It's okay to walk.
She adds if runners experience shortness of breath or chest pain, they should seek medical attention immediately. My Martinez, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
And put together a guide with everything you need to know to watch or avoid the Chicago Marathon. It's available with a click at the center of the homepage at WBBMNewsRadio.com.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.